Welcome to the Sick Boys Radio Show.
Thanks.
How's it going?
Oh, I interrupted you there. My bad.
Yeah, you always do. It fucking happens. God damn it, Norty.
Oh, look at me waiting for my turn to speak. Fuck.
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 No, I don't give a fuck.
And email's here.
What's up?
How's it going, everyone? Hey, nobody interrupt me for that one.
Fucking dick.
Yeah, I am kind of a dick. All right, well, that track and the next two came to us courtesy of Reckless Enterprises out of Australia, so thank you very much. That was Cobra Kai and the Leg Sweeps doing Men at Work's Land Down Under. Not the first cover that we played on the show, but, you know.
It's a cool one.
Yeah. That outro was kind of crazy, though.
They're from Down Under.
Yeah, from the Down Under.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right.
Aren't they in the future? Aren't they like a day ahead of us?
Oh, yeah. They are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're significantly ahead of us. I think, shit, like 18 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they are from the future.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, kick ass from the past, dude.
But what happens... But what happens if you move there? Does that mean you're time traveling?
I think you do. I think you travel time.
That's how that's done. Okay. All right. We're going to play some Space Boys up for you next.
Cool.
All right.
Here you go, fuckers.
Well,
Sick Boys Radio Show. How's it going?
And here's what you heard really quick, too. You just heard X Monroe from Italy with Serrano. New from HBH off their new album, Day Late and a Dollar Short.
We got to get them in here. They don't live too far away.
Why? Yeah, how about that?
Yeah. HBH, get your asses in here. Yeah. Let's do an interview.
It'd be a great excuse to come down in San Clemente.
And drink some beers.
Yeah, hang out.
Smoke some bud.
We're not far from the beach either, so if we do it during the day, fucking go surf. Yeah. It's winter. That's when the best breaks are here during winter. So,
just saying.
Fiddler from Los Angeles. I got to get them down here, too, with cheap beer.
I love cheap beer.
And Long Island's own Cheeky Grofin's Turkey. I wanted to play that for the Thanksgiving episode, but we didn't quite fit it in. Man Afraid with 391 and Year 6 Disco and Space Boys off Reckless Enterprises. That Year 6 Disco track was State of Stupefaction. Space Boys was called Swim.
Cool.
All right. We got an interview.
Cool. Yeah, we got an interview. We did an interview on Saturday. Was it Saturday? Whatever. Yeah. We did an interview with Charlie from Dirty Cakes.
Yeah.
And it went pretty well. And we're going to play it for you right now. Welcome to the Sick Boys Radio Show.
Yeah, we got the Dirty Cakes from L.A. in the studio. Well, not in the studio, with us
in
by
the
phone.
Studio by electrical devices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Voices in the studio. Hey, so L.A., there's tons of great places to eat up there, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Give it to Nordy to think about food. Fuck.
Yeah.
So how's it going, guys?
What do they got going on? They got a place called Dirt Dogs. Have you ever been there?
I have not been there. I've been driving by and I've been meaning to get in. You a big fan of the dog?
Oh, yeah.
He's a big fan of food, period.
I got you. Well, yeah. I haven't been there yet. You know, some of the best dogs you can find are just out on the street outside of, like, any good concert or sports venue. They got people with bacon wrap on the street for, like, $1.50.
Nice. Fantastic. Yep.
Free. Yes.
So, before we get started, introduce yourselves.
Yeah, so Charlie here, I'll play guitar and sing. We also got Becky and Rick. They are getting ready for our show tonight downtown. We're playing in a spot called House of Machines. It's basically a speed shop for motorcyclists that also serves alcohol and punk rock and roll shows happen. So we're going to have a good time on down there. We got some of our friends from the Cheetah Strip Club going to come and join us on stage as well.
Oh,
and
nice.
We're going to do some charity for some record labels. It's going to be a good time.
Nice.
That's kick-ass.
So what labels are you involved with over there?
Well, our friends at Warner are going to be there. It's right around the corner from their office. And so there's a nice charity called NAMI. And basically it's a mental health thing for performers and for artists. So it's a good excuse to get everybody in a room and empty the pockets of some rich old bastards and have a good old fashioned get down.
Nice. Yeah, that's a really important cause.
Yeah, especially right now.
Especially right now. We have musicians around us dropping like flies and stuff. It's time we take care of each other.
Absolutely, you know. So doing anything like that that you can to be supportive to the community and give back and have a good time while doing it is great. So it's going to be us and two other local bands and then a international touring act with this outfit called Ward. That's on the big record label, so they're, you know, getting matched. And there's going to be, it should be, you know, maybe a couple dozen motorcycles out on the streets and dancers, a film crew, record label, you know. It's going to be a fun time. It's a good way to kill a Saturday. Sadly, probably no dogs, although there is a bitchin' pizza joint right across the street.
Lure them in. Little breadcrumbs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, probably LA.
I got sound check in like 2 hours, so if I'm going down there, sound check. I just built the guitar yesterday, so I'm going to see how that sounds. And then go grab myself a couple slices, load up on some carbs, and then drink too many Red Bulls and then kick some ass.
Nice. I guess. Yeah. Do you find yourself playing faster when you drink a bunch of caffeine? Or is that just a myth?
I think so. I think you do. I mean, man, if you're excited, there's no way that you don't play faster. I can tell. I mean, if the set goes, if one time, you know, if I'm tired, the set might take 32 minutes. If I'm on a bunch of Red Bulls, 26. And, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, you're playing to the room. But I tell you, being energized and bringing all you can to the stage is really what it's about. You know, you gotta bring the energy, man. You gotta have fun. And they got out of their house, right? Like, when somebody comes to a show, you're the performer. You know, you're competing with Netflix and Pornhub and Postmates and shit. Like, they put on pants. I don't know if you know, but when you go outside, you run into people. I don't know if you've met people. I'm a huge fan. So when you go outside and you get to meet people and you gotta engage, you better make it worth it. Somebody might have brought, a significant other along. Maybe you're trying to have a good old time. If you have a bad time at that show, you know what's not going to happen? Zach? No, it's my fault. That's a responsibility. You got to fucking bring it. And sometimes a little caffeine don't hurt.
Nice. Have you guys ever thought of starting your own podcast? You any thought to that?
No. Although I used to work in radio. I used to be part of the Bubble of Love Sponge radio network back in the day before the sex tape with Hulk Hogan.
I remember Bubba the Love Sponge.
I was an afternoon guy on Bubba the Love Sponge Radio Network, BRN, Bubba Army.
Nice.
Fucking kick ass.
Yeah. Oh, man, that sex tape came out with Hulk Hogan. That's something I wish I could forget about.
I tell you, man.
Like, damn you, Google.
That really dropped a bombshell on everything, you know, like, because we had Hulk Hogan and Howard Stern funding the radio station, and Bubba was there in the morning, and then I was doing a show with a guy named Shannon Burke in the afternoon, and then I was doing this other show with a guy named Ledge in the evening, and so, I mean, I wasn't the main show, I was like the Artie Lang of it, I was just the guy in the background heckling callers and, you know, being wasted, giving people shit all the time. It was a really fun gig. But the shit hit the fan as soon as that sex tape came out. They pulled the funding. The radio station became no more. And then I moved to L.A. And at the same time I was doing that, our bass player, Rick, was touring out with the English Beat. He was a member of that band for, over a decade. Yeah. And our drummer, Becky, I think she was either just made it to L.A. or was still in Belgium playing punk rock with this band called La Muerte after she left the Lunatics.
Oh, the Lunatics. Yeah, I heard the Lunatics are reuniting.
They are reuniting. Well, the second version of the Lunatics are reuniting. The original drummer, the OG member from the first few records is our drummer, Becky. Yeah. And, needless to say, time heals all wounds. Sometimes not good enough to take somebody back onto a reunion. But they are definitely getting together. They've been really supportive people, and so they're playing punk rock bowling in Vegas. They're doing some other shows. They're taking it off. They got a. I can't let too much stuff out of the bag. But those girls got a big thing coming.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So as far as recording goes, where does it usually take place for you guys?
We just finished a recording session out at Rancho de la Luna, which I don't know if you're hip to it, but that's a recording studio out in Joshua Tree. With a guy named Dave Ketching, who was the lead guitar player for Eagles of Death Metal, and he also played in a band called Mojave Lords, and he played in a band called The Masters of Reality. But Rancho de la Luna is a pretty famous recording studio. It's where they made set all the Desert Session records with Josh Homme. They made a bunch of the Arctic Monkeys records. They made the Tame Impala records. They made a few of the Queens of the Stone Age records. And so it's a nice little oasis out in the middle of the desert that we can escape L.A. to. And it's quite a fun place.
Yeah. Well, making another connection there, you mentioned Josh Homme and Eagles of Death Metal. He is married to Brody Dahl, the Distillers, right?
For now, yeah, I I think they are on a separation, but yeah.
As I was going to say, the Distillers got back together and started playing shows too.
You're always one lawyer away from being single.
I think everybody's kind of on that kick, man. You know, for whatever reason, there's money to be made out there, and people want to go play rock and roll.
Yeah. Well, do you do any shots up to Vegas at all?
Yeah, we've done a couple of things out there. So Dirty Cakes hasn't played too many shows out that way. However, we've been a part of Punk Rock Bowling. I've gone myself the last 2 years. And I play bass in another band called Turbulent Heart with a girl from a band called The Vet and the drummer from another band. And so we went out there and played it last year, which was a lot of fun. And now Susie from that band has formed another new like super group with one of the girls from the guitar player from The Dart. And the drummer from Death Valley Girls, and they got an act called La Machina, and so they're on the bill this year. So,
kick ass.
You know, generally when I get out there, it's either for punk rock bowling or for making money, or trying to make money at least on the table.
Yeah,
and that always fails. Just grab an acoustic, hit the street.
Yeah, you know, you can definitely bust your way back into a buy-in for some roulette.
For sure. Spare change, I'll put it on black.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Who knows, man, it might come back around.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, so when I think of L.A., I think of backyard shows and stuff. Are you involved with the backyard scene at all out there?
We definitely have done it before. I mean, we come and go with that scene just because they'll pick up, you know, really like the backyard shows and that kind of stuff is like some high schooler kids or some other folks will try, you know, every year or two, somebody pops up with some really bright ideas, but we've definitely done it a few times. I think the one that, you know, really, like, it was not uncommon for us like 2 summers ago to be, like, for instance, once we went back out to Inglewood and played a show in the backyard, and there were, you know, of course, like, you know, helicopters flying over above, they call ghetto birds, you know, and there's like cages of chickens on either side, and then like teenagers making Micheladas while their parents were like serving, like nacho cheese inside of like hot Cheetos and like through a bag, like, potato chips. I mean, people are getting drunk, people are having a good time, they're, you know, skanking around with some ska music with backpacks and nitrous balloons, and they're all fucking teenagers, like their mid-20s, and the parents are supervising the whole event.
Oh, wow.
It's a hell of a time.
They're doing Nas and the whole fucking... Wow.
Yeah, man, you know, it's a different culture. You know, it's an absolutely different culture. Our bass player is from that culture, and so when he goes, he's like, oh, it feels like home. For me, I'm like, that 15-year-old's making a drink.
Yeah, it's definitely for, like, the younger kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So are most of the venues you're playing, are they all ages or 21 and up?
We try to do a decent mix of it. We do a lot of 21 and up. We don't specifically aim for 21 and up clubs. 21 and up clubs are good because, you know, they generally have better sound systems, better stages, they treat bands better. But we try to make ourselves as available as possible to everyone that we can. I mean, it's rock and roll, you know, it's fun to be songs about drugs and fucking and a pinch of Satan, but that's going to appeal to a 14-year-old just as much as it is somebody in their 50s. Like, we all found it at some age, and we sure as hell weren't legal age of voting by the time we discovered, you know, what heavy metal was, a punk rock, you know, and so turning people on no matter how old they are, we're just about having a good time, and, you know, so it's sometimes it's all ages, sometimes it's Tonight Show, for instance, an all ages show. Now, I don't know how many 16-year-old kids are going to be out at a motorcycle repair shop / like bar at, you know, midnight with strippers out there and, you know, dozens of motorcycles on the street, but they're not necessarily legally not allowed to be there either, so. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. So, plus, if they get a lot of punks there, punks and bikers don't always mix. So.
Yeah, it can be it can be a, it's an interesting dichotomy. You know, the lucky thing is in LA, no matter how unique you are or how, you know, much you fit in, there's always like 10, 15, 20,000 other people exactly like you, which is kind of comforting. So you were, you know, our drummer's in the motorcycle club. And so, you know, she's, you know, a former member of the Luna Chick talk, you know, she's punk rock as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
she comes out with her motorcycle crew and they roll up in bikes and their jackets and their patches and all sorts of shit. And they're all down for it. But it's really crew by crew. You know, it's just like neighborhood by neighborhood. You know, it's like San Andreas, man. It's a turf war. Huh. You just got to make sure that you're playing to the right crowd.
Huh.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, you got anything to, in the future to promote?
Yeah, plug whatever you'd like.
Yeah, man. I mean, the main things are we got this new record that we just did a ranch with David Luna. So definitely would love people to check out. I mean, primarily the YouTube and the Instagram. But obviously, we're on Spotify. All the internet things are on all the places. But the real big thing is we're trying to make this as accessible as possible. We see people, you know, making a full-length record, releasing that. And then it's like, well, maybe there's a music video here. Or I can catch a live thing. We're trying to do something different, and it's really about, like, how can we include as many people into the experience as possible in the way that they really dig it? So our Instagram is super lively, and I know you guys have seen it, but for anybody else, it's at 30kfam. And on there, you know, we put in our ethos, so it's not just pictures of the band and shows, but there's a shit ton of memes, political shit, pictures of fans, pretty fans, ugly fans, people posting shit, vandalizing things on our behalf. It's like a cornucopia of an experience. And for the new record, the main thing is we're not going to just go out and try to put 10 or 12 songs on a, you know, something and throw it up on Spotify and call it a day. We're releasing like three tracks on a 7-inch vinyl record. Every one of those tracks is going to have live footage recorded at different clubs. Like we're recording tonight. We're filming tonight and other spots. So you're going to see what the band is like in different clubs. You're going to be able to be in the middle of it, as well as having music videos and releasing them single by single by single. So staying on board with that kind of flow is really what we're trying to get to. So the kinds of things we're putting out is just hopefully new songs, new videos, new shit. It's never dead, you know, we're just going to make it exciting and boring and relying on some work we did last year to be something anybody should care about.
Okay, so as soon as you put it out, you play the songs and stuff, but you don't rest on that material. You're constantly writing new stuff.
Yeah, well, we're constantly writing new stuff. We just recorded, I think, 8 total tracks. We're going to be putting 3 tracks right away on vinyl video from them, which we just put up on the Instagram 2-3 days ago. We got picked by a few press outfits, some European stuff, Lakers TV, and shooting. So the idea is hopefully we'll have 7-inch out by the end of the month, and have a live footage for one song just now, first song 2-3 weeks, to that maybe in a month. Shoot music videos for those 3 songs, and then by the time everybody's done with that, there'll be another 7-inch to drop.
Nice.
So it's like, if we can put out essentially 2 or 3 songs with live footage and music videos at really 3 or 4 months, at the end of the next year, we will have something where it's interesting for everybody so they can find what it is that we do that they like, and before we ever ask them to drop some serious money on picking up like a full-length record.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good model to have.
Yeah.
Sweet. I mean, it's just because, you know, the way the industry is now and the way the internet is, and, you know, what Napster did for the artists was empower them so you don't have to. I mean, I don't know if you guys remember, but there was a day where you pick up a full, you went out to, you know, the store, spent 15, 20 bucks on a CD to get 3 songs, and the rest of it was garbage.
Yeah.
Like, it's moved back to being the 50s, man. Like, there's absolutely nothing that any individual can't do. You know, so you can make your record, you can do your merch, you can book your own fucking life and make something happen. You know, so instead of, I've been in plenty of bands and I've done plenty of things over the years. There's a closet full of like suitcases of CDs that we paid way too much for, that we made, so we didn't give a shit, and we can give them away. So case, fuck that. We'll do a slow burn if people want to buy it. But we're just trying to make it enjoyable for everybody because, you know, we don't need the individual person here and there. It's about a much bigger picture of, you know, trying to do something. You know, I think too many people say, well, my songs are cool and I've got shiny equipment and my parents need the lessons, so let me drop way too much money on music that isn't that good and force my friends to buy it. Like, that's not a pretty good, that's not a good plan.
No.
Yeah. Just fucking garbage.
Yeah. Well, I hear you, because we see that quite a bit.
Way too often.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
So,
I'm not trying to call anybody out in particular, but we all know those people. You know what I mean? And to be fair, I'm pretty sure I was that person when I was like 18 or whatever. You know, like, I mean, maybe not exactly, but.
Yeah.
You know, kids can be stupid. I was stupid. I've learned. Now I'm trying to teach the children a little bit something better about rock and roll. Yeah. And the only way I'm doing it is by stealing from people that were doing it right back when my parents were kids.
Huh.
Right.
Nice. Well, Charlie from the Dirty Cakes. Odd Sick Boys Radio. Thank you so much for your time.
Any time. We put up the 7-inch, man. I'll make sure you guys get some again.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Nice. And we'll send you the link as soon as we have this up for you.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right.
All right, man.
Have a good day.
Later days.
You too. Bye.
Well, there you go. That was that.
Yeah, and we had some audio issues there at the end, but overall it was a good interview.
It started to fade in and out, and I was just like, "Come on!" And it would come back for like half a second. I was like, "All right, we're all good," and then it would start to fucking slowly go out again. It was like, "No, don't do that." But we'll do what we can in editing, but it ain't gonna be much. That's life. That's technology. We're doing the best we can with the DIY fucking bullshit that we got. And thanks for tuning in, and we'll be playing music now, right?
Yeah, we'll have more from the Dirty Cakes for you right about now.
Now!
Somebody already used the words Aurora Borealis. Gallons of rubbing alcohol. I don't believe anything you say, like potential. Plenty of that shit anyway.
are now holiday. Halloween to nothing, and now you're what you do. I'm over it. Maybe I'm a trooper, but that will never do.
Gotta give up, fellas.
end of the Sick Boys Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you always fucking tune in to all the different stations on all the different times. I don't fucking know them all, and I'm not going to spend my time fucking spitting them all out because we ain't got that much time left in the show.
And there's more stations, like,
coming around.
Yeah. So
the best
wherever
place,
you hear this.
Yeah, the best place to go is www.sickpodcasting.podbean.com, and you can listen, like, comment, share, do all that fun shit.
And you can binge the episodes. So if, like, you have something crazy going on in your life, whatever,
like,
just
like,
tune in and
go into family meals for the holidays.
Yeah.
Just plug in some headphones and say, fuck it.
Yeah, and share. You just heard the Dirty Cakes Make Love and Henny, who just sent that in for us. Gotta Give Up. Was stoked to get permission to play some Muffs on this show in honor of Kim Shattuck, who passed away earlier this year. No holiday right there. Appropriate for this time of year.
He's for sure.
Kind of like, fuck Christmas at this point. Really? I mean, come on.
I hate Christmas.
I love this time of year, but I fucking hate Christmas.
Oh, this time of year sucks, dude. It's cold all the time.
It didn't used to get that cold in this town, though.
To go see fucking family members you don't give a fuck about.
And, of course, the Dirty Cakes. And thank you to Charlie for spending some time on the line with us to shoot the shit. That was fucking great. That's one guy we got to get here in person.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway. So what are we leaving with?
Do we know we're going to quickly wrap this up and play a quick track for you. I'm going to find something.
That means he doesn't know yet.
Don't worry about it.
No, I'm just going to randomly pick something.
It's all good.
Hopefully it fits into the time slot. All right, fuckers. Thanks for tuning in. Catch you guys next week.
Adios.
Later days.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got to celebrate. Let me find your man, don't be selfish. No, he won't fight us, I'm ready.